Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, a perspective on organic production and a look at fully utilizing high tunnels. Both will get attention next Thursday at Kentucky State University's Research Farm. KSU Extension Associate Anthony Silvernail says guests include speakers from organic programs from Berea College and UK.
They're going to be coming in and talking about what they're doing at their programs, give a brief overview, and in the afternoon, we're going to be going and visiting high tunnels. The first stop will be at my place, my own personal farm, which is beyond the bridge, which is in Bridgeport, just west of Frankfort, where I have three high tunnels up currently. And then we'll be going over to Kentucky State's high tunnel facility, which is right on campus in downtown Frankfort.
High tunnels hold expanded promise for both conventional and organic growers.
Yeah, like you said, it's not just organic. It can go both organic and conventional. There is just a whole wide spectrum of opportunities for growers here in the state of Kentucky to use high tunnels.
Basically, they're like unheated mini greenhouses that, with many crops, can expand growing seasons and profits.
Such as tomatoes, our curbits, like cucumbers, and you can extend their season. Like tomatoes, you can take them all the way into October and November, or you can go in the spring, put them in early, and start harvesting in April and through May.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
They're huge, and they're coming to the Kentucky Expo Center. Tractors bigger than your house, hay balers the size of a Mack truck, wheels taller than your living room. It's 1.2 million square feet of massive, powerful, heavy-duty farm equipment, and it's fun for the entire family. It's the National Farm Machinery Show, and it's bigger than ever. February 10th through the 13th, visit farmmachineryshow.org for more information. Admission is free.
KSU's Anthony Silvernail says next Thursday's workshop is part of their ongoing education effort called their Third Thursday Thing. Pre-registration is not required, but appreciated if possible. You can go online to check that day's agenda at kysu.edu/Third Thursday Thing, all one word. He says high tunnels can hold a lot of potential for more farmers than are currently using them.
There's a lot of flexibility. And with the growers here in Kentucky, with a lot of the small acreage farmers, a lot of limited resource farmers, this is something that you can do on relatively small acreage and get a great return on. And the other great bonus that we have going here in this state is the NRCS program, the EQIP program. They're helping fund the building of high tunnels.
He says NRCS personnel will be there that day and can discuss cost share qualification. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.